Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Tuesday. This is day one of the week's impeachment hearings. We have testifying right now Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Vice Presidential Aide Jennifer Williams. Doing the questioning right now is Mike Turner. And in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's take you to Washington live for the questioning before the House Intelligence Committee. This is Mike Turner, a Republican from Ohio, questioning.
I would say that certainly in terms of the specific relationship between NATO and Ukraine, that would fall to Ambassador Hutchison, and between the EU and Ukraine to Ambassador Sondland. But obviously we have an ambassador in Ukraine as well.
Right. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you would agree?
I agree with Ms. Williams.
Great. Now, Lieutenant Colonel, you said in your written statement that Mayor Rudolph Giuliani promoted false information that undermined the United States-Ukraine policy. Have you ever met Giuliani?
Just to be, again, accurate, I said false narrative just because that's what I said in the record this morning, but okay. I have not met him.
And so you've never had a conversation with him about Ukraine or been in a meeting with him where he has spoken to others about Ukraine?
No, just what I saw him, his comments on TV.
So news reports.
News, yes.
And similarly, you've never met the President of the United States, right?
That is correct.
So you've never advised the President of the United States on Ukraine?
I advised him indirectly. I made all his preparations for the calls.
But you've never spoken to the President of the United States and told him advice on Ukraine?
That is correct.
So in your written statement, you said, in May, I attended the inauguration of President Zelensky as part of the president delegation led by Secretary Perry. Following the visit, the members of the delegation provided President Trump a debriefing. Well, that's not really accurate, right? Because the members didn't, because you were a member, but you weren't in that meeting, were you?
That is correct.
Okay, so we'll just have a note there that meeting occurred without you. Now, you do know that this impeachment inquiry is about the President of the United States, don't you, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman?
I do, Representative.
Excellent. Now, you've said that you're responsible for coordinating U.S.-Ukrainian policy.
Correct.
Does the Secretary of State, Pompeo, report to you?
He does not.
Ambassador Volker?
He does not. We coordinate.
Ambassador of Ukraine, EU, NATO, Assistant Secretary for Europe, anyone at DOD report to you with respect to your responsibilities of coordinating U.S. policy with Ukraine?
Congressman, at my level, I convene what's called a sub-policy coordinating committee. That's Deputy Assistant Secretary. I chair those meetings. And
does anybody need votes. Your approval and your role on Ukraine policy to formulate Ukraine policy? Do they seek your approval?
According to the NSPM 4, the policy signed by the President,
so he
policy
gets to
should
do
be
it.
Coordinated by the NSC, correct. We help
Ms. Williams, do you have any information that any person who has testified as part of this impeachment inquiry, either in secret or in public, has either perjured themselves or lied to this committee?
I have not read the other testimonies, and
so you do not. Do you have any evidence, though, that they have perjured themselves or lied?
No, because I have not read them.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, do you have any evidence that anyone who has testified before this committee in the impeachment inquiry has perjured themselves or lied to this committee?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you. I yield back.
Mr. Carson.
Thank you, Chairman Schiff. I yield to the chairman.
I thank the gentleman for yielding. Wanted to just make one point clear for folks that are watching the hearing today. Bribery does involve a quid pro quo. Bribery involves the conditioning of an official act for something of value. An official act may be a White House meeting. An official act may be $400 million in military aid. And something of value to a president might include investigations of their political rival. The reason we don't ask witnesses that are fact witnesses to make the judgment about whether a crime of bribery has been committed or whether, more significantly, what the founders had in mind when they itemized bribery or other high crimes and misdemeanors is your fact witnesses. It will be our job to decide whether the impeachable act of bribery has occurred. That's why we don't ask you those questions. For one thing, you're also not aware of all the other facts that have been adduced during the investigation. With that, I yield back to Mr. Carson.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you both for your service. Colonel Vindman, you were in a July 10th White House meeting in Ambassador Bolton's office. Isn't that right, sir?
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
You were in a July 10th White House meeting with Ambassador Bolton.
Correct.
This is Congressman Andre Carson, the Democrat of Indiana.
Get their Oval Office meeting, and Ambassador Sondland replied that they need to, quote, speak about Ukraine delivering specific investigations in order to secure a meeting with the president, end quote. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
Colonel Vindman, did you later learn why Ambassador Bolton cut the meeting short?
I did.
After Ambassador Bolton ended that meeting, sir, some of the group that attended a follow-on meeting in a different room in the White House called the Ward Room. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
And Ambassador Sondland was there with the senior Ukrainian officials. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Did NSC lawyers tell you to come directly to them, sir, if you had any other concerns after July 10th?
They said that, I believe the words were something to the effect of, if you have any other concerns, feel free to come back.
In this follow-on meeting, sir, Ambassador Sondland left, in your words, no ambiguity about what specific investigations he was requesting. Ambassador Sondland made clear that he was requesting an investigation of Vice President Joe Biden's son. Isn't that correct, sir?
That is correct.
And he stated that he was asking these requests in coordination with Chief of Staff, White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. Correct, sir?
That is what I heard him say.
Colonel, in your career, had you ever before witnessed an American official request that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen who is related to the president's political opponent?
I have not.
And Colonel, you immediately raised concerns about this, correct, sir?
That is correct.
What exactly happened?
After I reported it to the, could you say that again? I apologize.
You raised concerns about this, correct, sir?
Correct.
What happened?
To Ambassador Sondland, if I understood you correctly, I stated that it was inappropriate and had nothing to do with national security policy.
Did you also raise concern that day with White House lawyers?
I did.
What did you tell them?
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Testifying now is Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Vice Presidential Aide Jennifer Williams. More on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's the House Intelligence Committee, which is going to go through 3 days of testimony this week. We'll talk about that and more coming up. More from D.C. Top of the hour, Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872. The Allegiant Stadium project is on time and under budget. How about that? Also, Mayor Carolyn Goodman will join us. We'll talk about this recent ordinance, this piece of legislation, the homeless camping ban. We'll get to that coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800. 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business, like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Talking Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio
gets results. That's radio.
Here, Vegas Golden Knights hockey pregame begins tonight at 6:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again, an official radio station of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Let's stay together, loving you well.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. We're going to be joined by Mayor Carolyn Goodman coming up about 11 o'clock. Very excited about that. We're going to talk about this new ordinance that was passed a week or so ago, the homeless camping ban, and what the left is calling criminalizing homelessness. I don't happen to agree with that. And Mayor Carolyn Goodman is supportive of this legislation. So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up after 11 o'clock. Brad Wenstrup is a congressman from Ohio. He is a Republican, and he is doing the questioning right now. Alexander Vindman, a lieutenant colonel working in the White House, and vice presidential aide Jennifer Williams testifying before the House Intelligence Committee. Let's take you live to Washington.
Actually, Kevin, they have just changed questioners, and it is Congresswoman Speer who is
Jackie Speier.
Jackie Speier, the Democrat from California.
Yes, ma'am, that is
very good.
And it is not going outside the chain of command to speak to the lawyer within the institution. Is that correct?
No, he is the senior between the two, certainly.
All right. Our colleagues on the other side of the aisle have been complaining about other witnesses having only secondhand information. But in both your cases, you have firsthand information because you were on the July 25th phone call. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Now, Colonel, you in your comments today said, I want to state that the vile character attacks on these distinguished and honorable public servants is reprehensible. Would you like to expand on that at all?
Ma'am, I think they stand on their own. I don't think it's necessary to expand on it.
So in both your situations, since you have given depositions, since those depositions have been made public, have you seen your experience in your respective jobs changed, or have you been treated any differently?
I have not, no.
Since the report on the July 25th, as I stated, I did notice I was being excluded from several meetings that would have been appropriate for my position.
So in some respects, then, there have been reprisals.
I'm not sure if I could make that judgment. I could say that it was out of the course of normal affairs to not have me participate in some of these events.
Thank you. In preparation for the July 25th phone call, it's standard for the National Security Council to provide talking points. Is that correct?
Correct.
Because the words of the president carry incredible weight. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
So it's important to ensure that everyone has carefully considered the implications of what the president might say to a foreign leader.
That is correct.
Colonel Vindman, you are the National Security Council's director for Ukraine. Did you participate in preparing the talking points for the president's call?
I did. I prepared them.
So you prepared them. They were then reviewed and edited by multiple senior officers at the NSC and the White House. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Did the talking points for the president contain any discussion of investigations into the 2016 election, the Bidens, or Burisma?
They did not.
Are you aware of any written product from the National Security Council suggesting that investigations into the 2016 election, the Bidens, or Burisma are part of the official policy of the United States?
No, I'm not.
Some of President Trump's allies have suggested that the president requested these investigations for official policy reasons as part of some plan to root out corruption in Ukraine. In your experience, did the official policies of the United States include asking Ukraine to specifically open investigations into the Bidens and interference by Ukraine in the 2016 election?
Nothing that we prepared or had discussed up until that point included any of these elements.
Would it ever be U.S. policy, in your experience, to ask a foreign leader to open a political investigation?
There are proper procedures in which to do that. Certainly, the president is well within his right to do that. It is not something the NSC, certainly a director at the NSC, would do. As a matter of fact, we are prohibited from being involved in any transaction between Department of Justice and a foreign power to ensure that there is no perception of manipulation from the White House. So it is not something that we participate in.
Ms. Williams, in your experience, did the official policies of the United States include asking Ukraine to open investigations into the Bidens?
I had not seen any reference to those particular cases in our policy formulation process.
All right. Let me just say to you, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, that in listening to your opening statement, I had chills up and down my spine. And I think most Americans recognize what an extraordinary hero you are to our country. And I would say to your father, he did well. I yield back.
Mr. Stewart.
Thank you, Ms. Williams, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Thank both of you for being here today. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I see you're wearing your dress uniform. Knowing that's not the uniform of the day, you normally wear a suit to the White House. I think it's a great reminder of your military service. I, too, come from a military family. These are my father's Air Force Wings. He was a pilot in World War II. Five of his sons served in the military. So as one military family to another, thank you and your brothers for your service. Your example here. Very quickly, I'm curious, when Ranking Member Nunez referred to you as Mr. Vindman, you quickly corrected him and wanted to be called Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Do you always insist on civilians calling you by your rank?
Mr. Stewart, Representative Stewart, I'm in uniform wearing my military rank. I just thought it was appropriate to stick with that.
Well, questioning is Congressman Chris Stewart, the Republican of Utah.
I don't believe he did, but the attacks that I've had in the press, in Twitter, have kind of eliminated the fact that either marginalized me as a military officer,
Listen, I'm just telling you that the ranking member met no disrespect to you.
I believe that.
I'd like to go back to your previous testimony earlier today. Much has been talked about, as we've discussed, between the President Trump and President Zelensky, and the word favor, and this being interpreted as a basis for impeachment. And your interpretation of the word favor, and I'll paraphrase you, and you feel free to correct me, you said, in the military culture, which you and I are both familiar with, when a superior officer asks for a favor of a subordinate, they will interpret that as a demand. Is that a fair synopsis of what you previously stated?
Representative, when a superior makes a request, that's an order.
Okay. In short, then, you think your interpretation of a favor as a demand is based on your military experience and the military culture?
I think that is correct.
I think that is correct. Is President Trump a member of the military?
He is not.
Has he ever served in the military?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is President Zelensky a member of the military?
I don't believe so. I don't know.
He's not. Would it be fair, then, to take a person who has never served in the military and to take your reevaluation of their words based on your military experience and your military culture, and to attach that culture and that meaning of those words to someone who has never served?
Representative, I made that judgment. I stick by that judgment.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, I think it's nonsense.
There you have it. Chris Stewart of Utah questioning Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll go back to the hearing. The House Intelligence Committee. Big stuff. Chris Stewart, I think, hit the nail on the head. The Lieutenant Colonel Vindman is interpreting a favor as being an order, and that's because he's from the military culture, not the civilian. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Public hearings in the U.S. House impeachment inquiry into President Trump resuming this morning. A member of the National Security Council claiming that President Trump's July phone call with the president of Ukraine was inappropriate.
It is improper for the president of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, one of the officials who monitored the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Trump is accused of withholding aid in return for an investigation of Democrats. Republicans insist there's been no evidence yet that there was a quid pro quo. The Commerce Department reporting this morning that U.S. home building is rebounding as construction permits jumped in October due to apparently lower mortgage rates. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
The circus clowns are at it again. Yeah, this is great stuff. We're going to take you back to the House Intelligence Committee hearing. First, though, you know, for years, it's like over 4 years that we've been doing this. We've been telling you about the great smooth taste of real water. Well, the real water folks have upped their game again. Now with real water concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. Now, you can get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Here's what you do. Make the call right now at 702-381-1217. tell them Kevin Wall sent you and that you want your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217, regardless of where you live. If you live in northern Nevada, if you live in the rurals, if you live in southern Nevada, doesn't matter. Call 702-381-1217 or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. It's easy. That's kevinwallradio.com. Let's take you back. Elise Stefanik is a question. She's a Republican from New York, the 21st District. She has become a rock star during these hearings. Let's listen to Elise Stefanik.
On corruption in Ukraine, as Ambassador Yovanovitch testified, one of the key reasons why President Zelensky was overwhelmingly elected by the Ukrainian people was that they were finally standing up to rampant corruption in their country. Would you both agree with the ambassador's assessment?
Yes.
Yes.
And Ms. Williams, corruption was such a critical issue from your perspective that when you prepared the vice president for his congratulatory call with President Zelensky, you testified that the points you wanted to communicate on the call were the following. Quote, looked forward to seeing President Zelensky really implement the agenda on which he had run related to anti-corruption reforms. That's correct.
That is, yes.
And Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, would you agree that this focus on anti-corruption is a critical aspect of our policy towards Ukraine?
I would.
And Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you are aware that in 2014, during the Obama administration, the first anti-corruption investigation partnered between the U.S., the U.K., and Ukraine was into the owner of the company Burisma.
I'm aware of it now.
And Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you testified that you were aware that Burisma had questionable business dealings. That's part of its track record.
That is correct.
You also testified that regarding Burisma, money laundering, tax evasion comports with your understanding of how business is done in Ukraine. Is that correct?
I'm not aware of specific incidents, but my understanding is that it would not be out of the realm of the possible for Burisma.
Well, that's page 207 from your testimony, but I'll move on. You are aware that Hunter Biden did sit on the board of Burisma at this time?
I am.
Well, I know that my constituents in New York 21 have many concerns about the fact that Hunter Biden, the son of the vice president, sat on the board of a corrupt company like Burisma. The Obama administration, State Department, was also concerned, and yet Adam Schiff refuses to allow this committee to call Hunter Biden despite our requests. Every witness who has testified and has been asked this has answered yes. Do you agree that Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma has the potential for the appearance of a conflict of interest?
Certainly the potential, yes.
And Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Now, shifting to the legal requirements that our aid to Ukraine is conditioned on anti-corruption, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you testified that you understood that Congress had passed, under the Ukrainian Security Assistance Initiative, a legal obligation to certify that corruption is being addressed.
That is correct.
And you also testified that it is required by the National Defense Authorization Act.
That is correct.
So for the public listening, we are not just talking about President Trump focusing on anti-corruption in Ukraine, but it is so critical, so important that hard-earned taxpayer dollars, when given to foreign nations, that by law, overwhelmingly bipartisan support requires anti-corruption in Ukraine in order to get U.S. taxpayer-funded aid. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, you spoke extensively about the importance of defensive lethal aid to Ukraine, specifically javelins. This was in your deposition.
Correct.
And you testified that the Javelin in particular, because of its effectiveness in terms of influencing the Russian decision calculus for aggression, it is one of the most important tools we have when it comes to providing defensive lethal aid.
The system itself and the signaling of U.S. support, yes.
And it is a fact that that aid was provided under President Trump and not President Obama.
That is correct.
And my last question, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, I know you serve at the NSC in the White House. I served in the West Wing of the White House for President Bush on the Domestic Policy Council and in the Chief of Staff's office, so I'm very familiar with the policy process. I also know that as a staff member, the person who sets the policy of the United States is the president, not the staff. And you testified that the president sets the policy, correct?
That is correct.
And I respect your deep expertise, your tremendous service to our country. We can never repay those that have worn the military uniform and served our nation. But I was struck when you testified in your deposition. I would say, first of all, I'm the director for Ukraine. I'm responsible for Ukraine. I'm the most knowledgeable. I'm the authority for Ukraine, for the National Security Council, and the White House. I just want a clarification. You report to Tim Morrison, correct?
In my advisory,
your direct report is Tim Morrison,
in
correct?
My advisor, just to clarify, in my advisory capacity, I advise up through the chain of command. That's what I do.
And the chain of command is Tim Morrison to Ambassador John Bolton, the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And do you agree that the President sets the policy as Commander-in-Chief, as you testified previously?
Absolutely.
Thank you. My time's expired.
Eric Swalwell, Democrat from the People's Republic of California. Here we go.
I did not ask you, but is relevant for everyone at home. Isn't it true that the Department of Defense had certified that the anti-corruption requirements of Ukraine had been met when the hold was put on by the president?
That is correct.
Now, Mr. Jordan suggested that the president did something none of us expected by releasing that call transcript. You listened to the call, is that right, Lieutenant Colonel?
That is.
Ms. Williams, you also listened to the call, is that right?
Yes.
Fair to say, Ms. Williams, a lot of other people at the White House listened to the call or read the transcript?
I can't characterize how many. I believe there were five or six of us in the listening room at the time.
And the transcript was distributed to others, is that right?
I wasn't part of that process, but that's my understanding.
So the president is asking for us and his defenders to give him a gold star because a number of people listened to the call or saw the call transcript, and then he released it. The difference, of course, between this and, say, his one-on-one meeting in Helsinki with Vladimir Putin was there. It was a one-on-one meeting, and he took the notes from the interpreter so none of us could see it. The point being, the president had no choice but to release a call that everyone had seen. Now, you've been asked to also characterize what exactly legally all of this means. And Mr. Ratcliffe pointed out that no one had used the term bribery in our depositions. And Ms. Williams, you're not a lawyer, are you?
I'm not, no.
Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, are you a lawyer?
Lawyer's back there.
The lawyer's your brother, right?
Yeah.
Born 20 seconds after you, is that what you said?
9 minutes.
9 minutes after you, yes. You're the older brother.
Yeah. Lifetime of wisdom there.
Now, I want to give you a hypothetical here. Suppose you have a shooting victim, and the police respond after the victim is doing a little bit better, and they ask the victim, well, tell us what happened. And the victim says, well, someone came up to my car, shot into the car, hit me in the shoulder, hit me in the back, hit me in the neck. Miraculously, I survived, but I can identify, you know, who the person is that pulled the trigger. And the police say, okay, you were shot. You know who it is, but shucks, you didn't tell us that this was an attempted murder, so we're going to have to let the person go. Is that how it works in our justice system, that unless victims or witnesses identify the legal theories of a case, we just let people off the hook? Is that how it works, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman?
I'm not an attorney, but it doesn't seem so.
I don't think your brother would think so either. Ms. Williams, Vice President Pence was described to our committee by Mr. Morrison as a, quote, voracious reader of his intelligence read book. And after the April 21 call with President Zelensky, you put a transcript of that call in the Vice President's read book. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then the Vice President called President Zelensky 2 days later. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you told us in the deposition that he stuck pretty faithfully to what President Trump had said in that April 21 call. Is that right?
I believe his remarks were consistent, but he also spoke on other issues as well, including anti-corruption.
And you would describe the vice president as somebody who would make follow-up calls to world leaders after the president had done so. Is that right?
He has on occasion. It's not a normal practice. It depends on the situation.
And in that case, he stuck to President Trump's talking points.
I would say that I provided talking points for the April 23rd call for the Vice President, which included discussion of President Zelensky's inauguration, which President Trump had also discussed with President Zelensky. But I would say the Vice President discussed other issues with President Zelensky as well.
And as was stated earlier, the President sets the foreign policy for the United States. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And you told us that after the July 25 call between President Trump and President Zelensky, that you put the call transcript in Vice President Pence's intelligence briefing book. Is that right?
I ensured it was there. My colleagues prepared the book, but yes.
So let's flash forward to September 1. Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. Is that right?
That's correct.
You're there.
Yes.
And President Zelensky with Vice President Pence, they talk about a lot of things, but you will agree that Vice President Pence did not bring up the Bidens. Is that correct?
That's correct. He did not.
He did not bring up investigations.
No.
is one reasonable explanation that although Vice President Pence will do a lot of things for President Trump, that he was not willing to bring up investigations in Biden's because he thought it was wrong?
I'm not in a position to speculate. We had not discussed those particular investigations in any of the preparatory sessions with the Vice President.
But you didn't bring it up with the Ukrainians after the July 25 call, right?
He did not in that meeting, no.
And you did not either?
No.
And Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, did you ever ask the Ukrainians to do what President Trump was asking them to do after the July 25 phone call?
I did not. I didn't render any opinion on what was asked in the 25.
Thank you. Yield back.
Mr. Hurd.
There you have it. Eric Swalwell from the People's Republic of California. More from the House Intelligence Committee. We'll get more testimony. The two people testifying, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, he is dressed in his Army uniform, and Vice President Pence's aide, Jennifer Williams. More coming up as we continue a special Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, Channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
Good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. $199 for a single, $399 per month for a couple, and just $529 for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. All you have to do is pick up the phone right now and call them. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. Joaquin Castro, a Democrat from the San Antonio area. In fact, I used to cover him and his brother Julian. He is questioning Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Vice Presidential aide Jennifer Williams. Let's take you live to our nation's capital.
Quote, not only a conspiracy theory, but quote unquote, completely debunked, unquote. Colonel Vindman, are you aware of any evidence to support the theory that the Ukrainian government interfered in the 2016 election?
Congressman, I am not, and I'm furthermore, I would say that this is a Russian narrative that President Putin has promoted.
And are you aware of any part of the U.S. government, its foreign policy or intelligence apparatus that supports that theory?
No, I'm not aware of.
But you are aware that other parts of the U.S. government, our intelligence community, for example, has said definitively that it was the Russians who interfered in the 2016 elections.
That is correct.
It seems incredibly odd, though, unfortunately, but not inconsistent to me, that President Trump would be giving credence to a conspiracy theory about Ukraine that helps Russia, really in at least two ways. First, it ignores and frankly undermines the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community, and seeks to weaken a state dependent on the United States' support to fight Russian aggression. It also, for the United States, hurts our national security and emboldens Russia. And I want to look at what President Trump was doing on his call instead of pushing back against Russian hostility. He was pressuring Ukraine to do his political work. President Trump stated on that July 25th call, quote, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that, so whatever you can do with the Attorney General would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution, so if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. Colonel Vindman, when you hear those words, do you hear the President requesting a thoughtful and well-calibrated anti-corruption program consistent with U.S. policy?
I do not.
In fact, it sounds like President Trump was encouraging the Ukrainian president to engage in precisely the same type of behavior for President Trump's own political benefit that we discourage foreign leaders from undertaking in their own countries. And discouraging other countries from undertaking politically motivated investigation is, in fact, a major part of official U.S. anti-corruption policy. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And are you, in fact, aware of any evidence that Vice President Biden improperly interfered in investigation of his family members?
I am not.
These false narratives, it should be said, are damaging our country. They poison our politics and distract from the truth. And pressing another country to engage in corruption is antithetical to who we are as a nation. You also mentioned that this request, well, you felt this request was wrong. And you've also said that corruption in Ukraine is endemic to Ukraine, just as it is in other places around the world. Can you speak to what is the danger of a president of the United States, whether it's Donald Trump or any future president, asking another nation where there's rampant corruption to investigate a political rival or just any other American citizen? What would be the danger to that American?
Congressman, the Ukrainian judiciary is imperfect at the moment, and the reliance on U.S. support could conceivably cause them to tip the scales of justice in favor of finding the U.S. citizen guilty if they thought they needed to do that international.
So they could trump up charges if they wanted to in a corrupt system like that?
They could, and Ukraine is making progress. Certainly, more broadly in Russia, that is likely to happen, where the state will be involved in judicial outcomes and drive them.
Thank you. I yield back, Chairman.
Mr. Ratcliffe.
Thank you, Chairman. That is Joaquin Castro questioning Vice Presidential aide Jennifer Williams and the gentleman you heard just now, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Reminder, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Health insurance open enrollment is here. Are you ready? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation of your health care options. No matter where you are listening, I want you to pick up the phone and call right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. That is all from my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. Coming up on the program, Mayor Carolyn Goodman. Yes, that Mayor Carolyn Goodman will join us. We're going to talk about the homeless camping ban, which has caused so much controversy. Also, one of the things we're going to do, I'm going to get into Chick-fil-A. Did you see what Chick-fil-A did? The folks at Chick-fil-A will no longer donate to what they term controversial charities, like the Salvation Army, like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Are you trying to tell me they're not the FCA? They're not going to fund them anymore? We'll talk about that and more coming up in our next hour. I'm Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local Now.